All right, so the title, If It All Goes South. Very clever.
But I mean, it's been used, you know, we've all said it.
But when I heard it, for some reason, I heard it as When It All Goes South. I was in this, like, mindset of inevitability last fall. And I'm much better now, thank you. But I feel better, and part of the reason for that is actually listening to the album, which reminded me of, like, staying engaged, staying active, like, keeping focused.
Good.
Yeah.
Because it's not, I mean, it is a bit of an inevitability, but it's like, if it all goes south, so these are the things I want you to know. It's not, and I'm assuming that it is going to all go south, because it does.
Yeah.
From time to time.
Yeah.
And it felt awful during that time for so many people, and me included. I mean, I definitely went through stuff, but not like the people that I know that lost people and had sick people they couldn't see in the hospital, and or people I know in my town that lost their jobs and, you know, had to start going to the food bank and doing everything differently, you know. So the picture of that on that record cover is like my kid with a few other kids that were in like a pod together, and we took this trip up to the into the higher elevation thinking there'd be snow to do like sledding or something, and it was all melted and hot and humid, and the power was out in the cabin that we stayed in, and it was just a disaster. But the kids, they didn't care.
Yeah.
They're out running around playing, like, you know, some kind of weird, you know, sci-fi game that they made up. I just snapped that shot and I was like, don't forget this.
And what we see is that change is a constant.
Yeah.
We have all, over the course of 50-some years, we've all changed. And you stayed in the South. You're still there. This is your home.
Yeah. The South has become sort of the epicenter of a lot of political change. And Georgia especially was like under that lamp of, like, in the elections of being so vibrantly important in so many different ways. On either side, whatever party you are, it was a very epicenter feeling, right? That this area is struggling and wrestling with demographic changes and sort of is a microcosm of what's happening in the whole country. Count it as a blessing. You're in the middle of it. Like, you, like, for someone like you, who's an activist, you're the kid in the candy store right now.
Sure.
Like, it's all going on, and you can learn from this. Like, this is you're in school right now.
Right.
You are learning from the activists.
In real time. It's like,
you're learning from Stacey Abrams. Yeah. You're learning from the voter, you know, advocacy projects. You know, and so I thought, like, that's, you know, like, why, you know, don't moan and wail about this. Make the change you want to be right now. Like, this is your opportunity. To have a piece of history like a Jim Crow balcony is, like, this is a good experience for a kid to have, to come see and understand what really went on. Because we're losing the elders that had the oral tradition of knowing via maybe one or two generations. Also, we're losing the ideas in school, in so many places, of teaching about this, especially in the South. Kids are having to, like, have protest on behalf of themselves being able to learn, which is insane.
Right. Don't,
like,
ban the books.
They want to learn so bad that they're that they're out there protesting.
Right.
That's like, y'all, take advantage of that. Like, the kids want to learn. Like, it's rare for kids to have to stand up to learn something. That's a product of where we're living right, of what we're living in right now, which is crazy to me. It's like the 1950s, when if you were gay, you wouldn't be able to find any books on in the library, you know. And it's silly, because it's like there's a disconnect between what's actually available to, like, they think that if you ban books in the library, the kids are not going to figure out what's going on.
Like there isn't the
There's
internet.
A library at their fingertips. And
you're
so
right.
What you're just do what instead what you're doing is you're demonizing them, and you're demonizing the people that, you know, need to be protected and are vulnerable already. There's so many great activists in those areas.
Right.
And that is why there's so much virulence against it, because they can feel the groundswell of the new South, for instance, coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want it.
Right.
It's scary to them. It's all fear-based.